Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. We welcome you to the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost. We invite you to worship the Lord with us now. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. And I hope you enjoy singing that with us. Comes to us from the Word of God. We like to sing spiritual songs and hymns, and like Paul said, make melody in our heart unto the Lord. Many of our songs that we sing have scriptures in them, and they're sermons and song. Many of them are prayers that have been set to music. We want this music to be part of your life. Let's turn to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. He said from John 15, beginning with verse 9, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Again, wonderful words of life from the Word of God. I hope you're telling someone else about our broadcast and inviting them to worship with you. And I trust that each time you listen, you're lifted up and you sense the presence of the Lord. Well, we're going to the Sing His Praise hymnal, page 499. Let's sing together on a great spiritual song, Bring Your Vessels, Not a Few. This is a message sent to you.
Are you looking for the fullness of the blessing of the Lord in your heart and life today? Claim the promise of the Father, come according to His word in the blessed old time way. He will fill your heart today overflowing, as the Lord commandeth you, bring your vessels, not a few. He will fill your heart today to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and power. Bring your empty earthen vessels clean through Jesus' precious blood. Come ye needy one and all, and in human consecration wait before the throne of God till the Holy Ghost shall fall. He will fill your heart today overflowing, as the Lord commandeth you, bring your vessels, not a few. He will fill your heart today to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and power. Like the cruse of oil unfailing is His grace forevermore, and His love unchanging still. And according to his promise, with the Holy Ghost and power, he will every vessel fill. He will fill your heart today to overflowing, as the Lord commandeth you. Bring your vessels, not a few. Fill your heart today to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and power.
Well, we are told in the Word of God to tarry in Jerusalem until we are endued with power from on high. And on the day of Pentecost, when there was a sound of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. And Peter goes on to say, this promise is unto you and to your children, and to all those that are afar off, even as many as the Lord your God shall call. Aren't you glad today that it didn't stop on the day of Pentecost, but it has continued and it is still being poured out? We are in the last days. God said, I will pour out of my Spirit in the last days. The day of Pentecost was the birthday of the church, and the day of Pentecost was also the beginning of the last days. God poured out his Spirit, and it's still being poured out. Let's get under the spout where the glory comes out. Our precious promise from James 3:17, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Praise the Lord. Wonderful, wonderful words from the Word of God concerning the wisdom of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today for that wisdom that is from above. We're thankful, Lord, that it's first pure, and then it's peaceable, and then it's gentle. It's easily to be entreated. It's full of mercy and good works. Lord, that wisdom is without partiality, and it's without hypocrisy. Lord, help us to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And we know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And we know the writer said wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is even one of the gifts of the Spirit. I pray, Lord, for wisdom today. Bless these that are in our audience today. Help them to have wisdom, Lord. Stir their soul, increase their knowledge. Help them to look to you. Minister to every need today. Give us those things from above that we need, and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise him with us.
Lord, don't let me fail. I want to make the bride. When my way gets drear, Lord, keep me by thy side. When my way is dark, let me always see something in my life, Lord, that thou hast done for me. Well, Lord, don't let me fail. I want to make the bride when my way is drear. Keep me by thy side when my way is dark. Let me always see something in my life, Lord, that thou hast done for me.
And that's got three verses, and on a half-hour broadcast soon, we'll be singing the whole song, I Want to Make the Bride. I learned that in Bible school many years ago. an elderly preacher that had been an evangelist and missionary around the world, Brother A.N. Trotter. Some of you may have heard of him. He's been in heaven for a long time, but he came to the Bible school to speak. He was elderly and very feeble, but he knew that song, and he taught that to us. I will give you some contact information in just a little while, so if you'd be ready to take it down. Since we're singing about the Holy Ghost, here's one entitled Holy Ghost Revival.
The church has learned to make things happen from the natural side. All our buildings and our programs have not turned the tide. This is warfare and our weapons, faith, the word, and love. Just need a fresh anointing from above. We need an old-fashioned, heaven-sent Holy Ghost revival touching me. Touching you. We need a sin erasing restoration, Holy Ghost revival. Send it, Lord. Send it, Lord. Our souls renew. If we want the power God has promised us at last, we won't find it stirring in the ashes of the past. There's a new day dawning. Pray and lift up holy hands. Revival fires will sweep across the land. We need an old-fashioned, heaven-sent Holy Ghost revival touching me. It's touching you. We need a sin erasing restoration, Holy Ghost revival. Send it, Lord. Our souls renew. If we want the power God has promised at the last, we won't find it stirring in the ashes of the past. There's a new day dawning. Pray and lift up holy hands. Revival fires will sweep across the land. Oh, sing it now. We need an old-fashioned, heaven-sent Holy Ghost revival touching me. It's touching you. We need a sin erasing restoration, Holy Ghost revival. Send it, Lord. Our souls renew.
And you've been worshiping with us on the power of Pentecost. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. We cannot do this without you. Our ministry is a work of faith, and I try to keep the commercials just as low-key as possible. But if you enjoy our broadcast, and after you've given to your family and taken care of your church, if you'd like to send something to the power of Pentecost, whether it's large or small, one time or more than one time, it would certainly be appreciated, and it would help us to keep coming to you. Make any checks payable to the power of Pentecost. But if you don't have any money, you can still send us a card or a letter, a song request or a prayer request. Please feel free to contact us. The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You hear the broadcast anytime, just click listen online. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
We need an old-fashioned, heaven-sent, Holy Ghost revival touching me.
Touching me.
Touching you.
Touching you.
We need a sin erasing restoration, Holy Ghost revival.